This has been a stupid thought I had to share with all of you.
Written by Biohazard Girl. Edited by Opal Song. Give me a
hand, show me the door. The Voice of the Internet. Read by Growlery.
Troy, read by Opal Song.
Abed, read by Ashes and Ghost.
Annie, read by KLB.
Jeff, read by Rhea314.
Pierce, read by Night Tracer.
Shirley, read by Faint Dreams.
Britta, read by Bessie Boo.
The Dean, read by Duck Girly.
Chang, by Aoife Lunt.
Garrett, read by Jenna Pod.
Vicky, read by Lunate8.
Duncan, read by Revolutionary Joe.
Starburns, read by Pataka.
Leonard, read by X-Men Hater.
TV Tropes, read by Marianas.
Anonymously Yours, read by Polly Repeat.
And Fingal Sandeater, read by Seer.
Chapter 1. Spilled Soul, posted in Fandom Wank.
Image Streets Ahead isn't very happy about the Kickpuncher reboot. Reposted after editing from Wank Report. Our favorite tiny yet endlessly wanky fandom strikes again. While usually the Kickpuncherites are whining about shipping, punch kicker, Kickpuncher will never be canon, and the infamous Sally looks like a man wank, or for reasons that we're still not quite sure of. The first and last fic fest the Todd problem ever participated in. This time, the wankers and wankettes had fresh material to sink their teeth into. The Kickpuncher reboot announced for 2014. If you think this sounds like a great thing for the fandom, well, then you've never met the Kickpuncher peeps. More under the cut. The instigator of the wank this time, and many other times, see above and also here and here, is none other than Streets Ahead. Streets Ahead only formed a LiveJournal account and joined the Kickpuncher calm 2 years ago. But since he joined their calm, it has been overrun with wank. He's been very vocal in the past about disliking all of the Kickpuncher sequels and its short-lived TV show. So when this announcement happens, many individual members of the community brace themselves for the oncoming storm. Shortly after the announcement is made about the upcoming film and its new cast, T-Bone, a new member and up-and-coming popular fanfiction author with no prior knowledge of Streets Ahead's wanktastic ways, starts a thread on the main comm about how excited he is for the reboot, the new fans it will bring, and then leaves after responding to a few other nice and similarly enthusiastic comments. Shortly after he leaves, the internet explodes. Streets Ahead rips into T-Bone's post, highlights of which include,
"You wouldn't know what made a B-movie good if bit you on the ass. It's blindly enthusiastic fans like you that have made the Kickpuncher franchise to sell out ever since the first movie was made. The update reboot will be a detoothed and declawed version, emptied of all value by Hollywood assholes who will try to make it actually good instead of good because it is bad, and they will fail.
And?
I bet you I'm excited because you write slash fan fiction, and the new actors are famous and handsome. Well, you and your stories can suck it, Sally slash kick puncher, forever. Although, this new Sally is fat too, so ugh, I don't even know what to say anymore.
The comms mod, Dean Dong, immediately tries to do damage control, saying,
"Now really, let's all be nice to each other."
This attempt is about as successful as you'd expect. Shortly after Streets Ahead's post, One-Eyed Cat, also known as Fuck the Patriarchy 9 on Tumblr, double posts a rant on the thread as well as on Tumblr about everything deeply wrong with Streets Ahead's post. She tags the post on Tumblr as misogyny, homophobia, and animal cruelty, intending, and succeeding, to make as much noise as possible. The comment on LJ as well as her Tumblr post has since been deleted, but screenshots can be found here. While Tumblr explodes with social justice wank, many non-members of the comm simply respond to her comment with pop-drum gif. They are not disappointed. It doesn't take long for more vocal members of the comm to join in on the fun. Princess Annie and Yellow Loner, two other prominent writers, each write a manifesto in defense of writing slash and post it in response to One-Eyed Cat's comment. However, each of them also says that they find her tangentially related complaints about animal cruelty in regard to the original thread to be a little silly. In response to their comments, One-Eyed Cat thanks them for their support, but says she is saddened by the fact that her complaints about animal cruelty aren't being treated with the seriousness that she thinks the topic deserves. The comm collectively ignores this statement. In response to being ignored, One-Eyed Cat posts a second, now fully caps-locked, rant, complaining about the rampant speciesism in the thread, highlights of which include,
"Just because you're human doesn't mean you're better than anyone else."
And,
"The fact that detoothed and declawed are even words you all blink an eye at without being supremely disgusted at the indignities faced by millions of cats worldwide disgusts me."
As you can imagine, dear readers, the comm does not take this lying down. Many members of the comm object to issues such as sexism and homophobia being given the same amount of importance as declawing a cat. Princess Annie scathingly remarks that many people would rather have their own fingernails ripped out in exchange for not having to come out of the closet. One-Eyed Cat tries to backpedal, but gives up very quickly after it proves to be ineffective. Meanwhile, on her personal journal, Brownie Lover 17 posts about how she dislikes both slash and remakes. One-Eyed Cat is friends with Brownie Lover 17, and, apparently still riled and defensive about being called insensitive, she hijacks the comments section of the post to call Brownie Lover 17 insensitive. Brownie Lover 17 is also friends with Streets Ahead, and never one to pass up a good argument, he too hijacks the comment section for his own personal gain. Shortly after he joins in, Brownie Lover 17 closes the comments on her entry and goes back over to the comm to give them both a piece of her mind. Highlights include,
"Both of you are damn fools for thinking this argument is important at all, and you're acting like children. Poor T-Bone defies the Lord by writing slash, and he has terrible taste! But that doesn't mean you should attack him."
In response, several Anons attack her about religion, which goes over about as well as you'd think. Dean Dong, officially in over his head, leaves a comment on Winging It's latest journal entry begging for help. While not officially a mod of the comm, claiming it would be too much responsibility for something he cared about very little, he is well known and respected in the community for being both a good writer and for being good at getting everyone to stop fighting and go back to writing porn. Which is exactly what he tells everyone to go do, plus or minus a threat to have them banned if they don't can it. He then forms an apology thread on the main page, which is exactly what it sounds like. Surprisingly, everyone responds enthusiastically, and the community dies down. For now. Life in Technicolor, the biggest name in the Kickpuncher fandom, has not commented at all, but his Switzerland status in the fandom is well documented. We'll keep our ears out and keep you posted.
200 comments. Transcript of LJ messages for T-Bone. Subject: Internet explosion! Anguished face. T-Bone.
Hey, thanks for commenting back there. Big grin! IDK if you were busy or what, but it seems like the whole comm is mad about something I was doing, and it's kinda nice to feel like I had someone on my side.
Life in Technicolor.
I keep forgetting how new you are. I'm a pretty neutral observer, and I don't normally comment on that sort of thing. I just like to watch as people go at it. If you stick around in fandom long enough, and you don't actually like stirring the pot, you'll learn to enjoy watching people on the internet fight. It's almost as good as TV. They even have two comms dedicated to it. journalfan.net/community/wankreport. journalfan.net/community/fandomwank. But also, I'm on your side, and you're welcome. Are you participating in that November ComFest? I could beta your fic if you wanted, and art alongside it so you could have some pictures to go with it when you repost to your account after the fest is over.
T-Bone.
Big grin, big grin, big grin! Thanks for the linkage. I'm so glad I'm not alone. And now that I know I'm not, this is actually kind of funny. We're so tiny, but we made the front page. A lot! Wow, Kickpuncher fans are like the termites of the internet. I feel kind of proud of us. Is that weird? Next time, though, I'm arguing back, T-Bone style. I have a few tricks up my sleeve that I'm sure will definitely get them. Kinda mad that I was away while all the excitement happened, but looking at Fandom Wank, pretty sure it will happen again soon. Man, who put a stick up Streets Ahead's butt? Yeah, I was thinking of doing the fest. It would be awesome of you to beta for me again. My grammar is terrible. Art for me? Sweet. Man, if I celebrated birthdays, it would sure feel like mine.
Life in Technicolor.
If people weren't proud of the noise they made, they wouldn't keep fighting on the internet. So I'd say no, that's not weird. I'd suggest coming up with comebacks other than comparing people directly to Hitler if you plan to fight. That might work on other comms, but winging it threatened to get Dean Dong to ban anyone who used it after it became ineffective when he wanted to use it himself.
Streets Ahead and One-Eyed Cat just like being angry. By this point, it's kind of their duty to the fandom to start as much wank as possible.
Cool. I'm excited to get started on that, then. If you want to bounce ideas off of anyone, just PM me when you get your assignment. Also, if you keep writing that work in progress, you can still send that to me. November around here is usually pretty quiet, so I'll have extra time to work on your stuff. Are you a Jehovah's Witness? I have a roommate who doesn't celebrate birthdays either, and he is. But I also didn't think Jehovah's Witnesses wrote slash.
T-Bone.
Lolling! You're so right, man! Winging it is weird. I can't not pay attention to what he says when he posts. I think he has voodoo typing powers or something. Okay. Can do. I get my assignment on Friday, so I'll let you know then. I'm a Jehovah's Witness, who writes slash. It's complicated. Tongue face. Damn it! Hitler was always my backup on Reddit. Guess I'll have to figure out something else. Your friend sounds nice. You talk about him a lot. Tell him I say hello from the internet.
T-Bone.
My own roommate just said hello to me 10 seconds after I sent that message. Whoa, that was weird.
Life in Technicolor.
Troy?
T-Bone.
Abed?
Give me a hand, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody say, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea.
Chapter 2. Live journal entry for T-Bone. November 14th.
Subject. Life is weird. So it turns out, my roommate best friend IRL is actually my beta and fandom friend, Life in Technicolor. And I never knew until yesterday, which, how do you not know? But really, we had such an insane amount in common that it totally clicked once we figured it out. What does this mean? I wondered to myself for about 10 minutes. But then he made me a sandwich and threw it at me like a frisbee to catch in my mouth, and I figured that it meant everything was going to be the same, as always, except more awesome! And full of ham, apparently. Writing slash fiction for my roommate wasn't exactly the way I wanted to come out to him, but he's been sending me slash stuff too, and we have deadlines coming up. So instead of antsing about it and revealing our DL bisexualities, we just went back to writing porn together. Very manly fun was had by all. Or at least by me. Life in Technicolor was quoting a lot of happy 80s movies, so I'm pretty sure he was having a good time too. To the comm people who answered my thread yesterday, I would just like to say, you all be crazy, but I love you anyway. And next time, I will not only be a part of the argument, but I will also be the champion. T-Bone plays to win. Anyway, I lied a bit about us being worried about deadlines, because instead of working on the fic exchange the whole time, we also maybe accidentally wrote a porno, half-crack, punch-kicker, kick-puncher, businessman AU. Which is here? T-Bone out.
43 comments. Leave a comment. Excerpt from A Normal Day at the Office. Cross-linked from AO3 and written by T-Bone and Life in Technicolor.
David tried not to yearn for Punch Kicker's body. He knew they were supposed to be enemies, and normally he liked it that way. The drive to compete with Punch Kicker in the office environment allowed him to be successful at his job, and transforming his strong sexual urges into output was really, in his opinion, the best decision he ever made. Still, when Punch Kicker leaned down to bang at the copy machine with his bionic arm, of average strength, David couldn't help looking at his firm butt and wondering what it would look like naked and cupped in his hands as he fucked Punch Kicker hard against his desk.
Kick Puncher Anon meme, Kick Puncher Anon, wrote,
Number 30. You wouldn't know what made a B-movie good if it bit you on the ass. You know what to do, nonnies. And if not, a short list of rules. 1. No threats of violence. One comment will get yours deleted. Multiple will cause me to turn IP logging on. And both you and I don't want that. So be nice. 2. No fic prompting unless someone gets an idea by accident. We have a lovely and very active kink meme run by a very hardworking mod. So send your prompts over there. 3. No DAnon posting. I will delete your comment. If you want to post non-anon, go post over on the actual comm. Happy memeing, everyone!
Anon.
So, T-Bone and Life in Technicolor, anyone? How long do you think it'll be before they're together? I give them a week, TBH.
Anon.
What? LL?
Anon.
t-bone.livejournal.com/1671.html
Anon.
Wow, you're giving them as long as a week? I'd give them about 10 minutes after T-Bone posted that update. Seriously, if they haven't been going at it since then, the sky isn't blue.
Anon.
Lol to porn. 10 seconds. Tops.
Anon.
You nannies are all silly. They're totally already together, but in a secret relationship. Sheesh, subtext much.
Anon.
Slang stuck in the 90s much?
Anon.
Haters gonna hate.
Anon.
So did you see all what went down a few days ago? Man, I love him, but Dean Dong is kind of a shitty mod. We probs need a new one, guys. Just saying.
Anon.
Winging it isn't good enough for you.
Anon.
Silly rabbit. Winging it's not a mod.
Anon.
Could've fooled me.
Posted by Dean Dong in KickPuncher.com. Weekly Roundup, November 11th to the 17th.
News. Kickpuncher reboot announced for 2014. Channing Tatum to star in new Kickpuncher flick. Will the Kickpuncher reboot be any good? Interview with Denzel Washington, playing Punch Kicker. Released cast list for Kickpuncher 2014. Fic. Their Bodies Were a Minefield by Princess Annie, NC-17, Punch Kicker Kickpuncher, PWP. Time Bomb, 4 of 26, by Princess Annie, NC-17, Gender Swap Punch Kicker Kickpuncher, Drama Angst. A Normal Day at the Office by T-Bone and Life in Technicolor. NC-17, Punch Kicker, Kick Puncher, Crack. My Heart's Not Made of Steel, 6 of 8, by T-Bone, M, Punch Kicker, Kick Puncher, Romance. Life's Like the Movie Screen, 3 of 10, by Winging It, PG-13, Jen, Action Adventure. They're All Time Traveling Candles, by Dean Dong, G, Jen, Crack. Armor Is in My Only Defense, by Spilled Soul, PG-13, Kick Puncher, Sally, Drama, Angst. Art. Illustration 4, A Normal Day at the Office, by Life in Technicolor, Punch Kicker, Kick Puncher, Not Safe for Work. Bakery AU Part 4 by Brownie Lover 17, Jen, Safe for Work. Portrait of Judith by Brownie Lover 17, Jen, Safe for Work. Chibis by Brownie Lover 17, Jen, Safe for Work. Car Chase by My Name is Alex, Jen, Safe for Work. Untitled by Dunkin' Donuts, Punch Kicker Sally, Not Safe for Work. Other fan works. Only the Good Die Young by Life in Technicolor, Punch Kicker, Kick Puncher, Fanvid. Sinnerman by Rasp Berry, Punch Kicker, Fanvid. 20 Kick Puncher Icons by Dean Dong, Icons. Feminism and Sally Are Why They Got It All Wrong by One-Eyed Cat, Meta. Breaking the Fourth Wall in Kick Puncher, Detroit by Life in Technicolor, Meta. Why the Kick Puncher Reboot Could Be a Good Thing by Life in Technicolor, Meta. Calm Business, Links to Theme Days, Beta Search Monday, Tuesday Prompts, Wednesday Round Robin, Thursday Searches, Friday Free For All, Saturday Topical Chat, Sunday Fic Rec. Events. Looking for pinch hitters and betas for November ComFest, posted by Dean Dong. Colorado Meetup, B-MovieCon, posted by Princess Annie.
Transcript of live journal messages for Winging It. Subject, I figured it out. One-Eyed Cat.
I'm still in shock that you're in fandom, Jeff, but it's the only thing that makes sense. You had to be talking to someone on that BlackBerry.
One-Eyed Cat.
Your non-answer is only making me more sure that I'm right.
Winging It.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this?
One-Eyed Cat.
Relax, Winger. It's just me, Britta.
Winging It.
You're One-Eyed Cat? That explains so much. Okay, you caught me. I'm in fandom. How did you figure it out? And before you make fun of me, I'd like to remind you that not only are you in fandom too, but your suit is plastered all over the last Fandom Wank update. And what happened to Fuck Patriarchy 1 through 8?
One-Eyed Cat.
Can it, Jeff? The ball is still in my court. Unlike you, I don't put my worth into feeling cooler than other people, so I'm not ashamed of being in fandom. But from the sound of it, I bet you are. There has to be only so many wingers in Colorado who can tame a room like that, or, well, a calm. Also, you told me about that new hair gel you bought this morning 10 minutes before you announced it on your journal. Fandom Wink is very biased towards the white, cis, male, abled, heteronormative, and human, and their criticisms only mean that I need to make some more noise until they realize that I was the one on the right side of that argument. My 4,000 followers on Tumblr would agree, Jeff. There can be more than one person on Tumblr who wants to give a middle finger to the patriarchy.
Winging It.
I'd try to convince you that reblogging things on Tumblr doesn't really count as activism if you aren't doing anything else, but I can already feel you reblogging a picture of the earth burning with the word sexism underneath it, so I won't bother. More to the point, not a word of this to anyone at Greendale. If word gets around that I spend my free time talking to people about robots on the internet, I will lose all the dignity I have left. I own a leather jacket that cost me $400. I still want to be cool enough to wear it.
One-Eyed Cat.
I can't hear you over the sound of your privilege. And I just donated money to hurricane victims in New York yesterday. Booyah! You just got served by the sound of me actually being a decent human being. And I won't tell a soul about your extracurriculars either, which makes me even better. Smiley. We still on for dinner tonight, fandom buddy?
Winging It.
Every Sunday. I'll meet you at Senor Kevin's at 10. I just have to pick up my coat. Give me a hand, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody say, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say. Why can't count?
Chapter 3. Posted in KickPuncherCon by Princess Annie.
Subject: Organizing the B-MovieCon Colorado Meetup. Hey guys, Princess Annie here reporting again about the Colorado Meetup. BrownieLover17 and I recently have been PMing about the logistics of this thing, and what we both plan to do that day really, really depends on how many of you are coming. I know we discussed this in a thread only a short while ago, but as we're really not sure how many of you are still nursing hurt feelings about a certain wank that happened recently, we wanted to check in to see if all of you who responded were still coming. BrownieLover17 and I both wanted to say again that we're sorry for any flames we fanned, and that any and all of you are still welcome to come to the meetup. Yes, even you, Streets Ahead. Please respond ASAP. BrownieLover17 wants to bake dessert for our group's lunch, and my schedule for that day depends on how many people will be in tow, so a yay or a nay would mean a lot to us. Not that you can't meet up if you don't respond, but there might not be a brownie waiting for you if you don't. To RSVP, you can either comment in the comment section below, or PM either me or BrownieLover17. Can't wait to hear from all of you! Also, does anyone have any ideas for how we'll identify each other when we meet at the comm? I know many of you are uncomfortable slash unwilling to post photos of yourself under your suits, so if we could use some groupthink to figure out some other way, that would be awesome.
57 comments. Leave a comment. Dean Dong.
What a lovely comment, Princess Annie. You know, you really are great for organizing this con meetup. I've been wanting to do a thing like this for years, but the scheduling for this sort of thing is a killer, and I've been so busy that just the thought of it left me in a tizzy. Looking over your day plans, you certainly have some talent for that sort of thing. I will definitely be there. How many people are going to cosplay? Maybe we could identify each other by our costumes, or maybe we could all wear red scarves or something. If we are identifying each other by our costumes, I'll be going as Mega Judith from Kickpuncher Detroit. Can't wait to see everyone!
Princess Annie.
Hi! So excited that our Modly Mod will still be joining us. I don't know that the scarf thing would really work. Lots of other people might decide to wear red scarves that day, and a wild goose chase for stragglers would get us very off schedule. But thanks for the idea anyway. Your cosplay sounds amazing. Although I don't think that everyone is cosplaying either, but thanks for the input again.
Dean Dong.
Aw, thanks. Excited to be there. Save a brownie for me.
Princess Annie.
Can do. Heart.
Brownie Lover 17.
I'll mark you down for one, Pumpkin. Heart.
Streets Ahead.
I'll be there. Thanks for the invite. No cosplay.
Anon.
Ugh, you'll be there? Count me out.
Dean Dong.
Quick reminder, we have a kindness policy on all open threads.
Anon.
Look at all the bothers I give.
Dean Dong.
Well, really now. You know, that's so cute I've honestly forgiven you despite the insult. Carry on.
Princess Annie.
Awesome.
Life in Technicolor.
T-Bone and I will be there as Kickpuncher and Punch Kicker, but there will be a bunch of those. And I've seen the mistaken identity due to similar clothes thing happen way too many times in bad sitcoms to find it funny anymore. Maybe we could decorate signs with our suits on them? T-Bone and I just got a new toaster oven, so we have cardboard left over to make signs out of. Also, if it's cool with everyone, I would like to film the con and meetup as a short documentary. Princess Annie and Brownie Lover 17, if you could PM me the list of people who are coming so I could print off enough release forms for everyone, that would be great.
T-Bone.
Aw, man! I wanted to be the one to announce we were coming! Super excited for the future desserts, Brownie Lover 17! Big grin, big grin, big grin! I vote that if we make signs, they have to be a brightly colored background, so you can see them. I also vote that color to be neon green, because we used up all of our other paint doing other stuff, and we are tight on money till the week after the con when we both get paid.
Life in Technicolor.
Agreed on the signs. They would be more visible in neon anyway. You were in the shower when the post went live. I didn't want the comment to get buried.
T-Bone.
Oh, yeah! Awesome idea! For the win! You're in the other room, and I don't feel like shouting or moving, and I've been trying to send the message with my thoughts for 20 minutes, but it's not working. It's your turn to make dinner, or our other roommate will turn both of us into pincushions for her mysterious new sewing project. ETA. And that's how pasta gets made. T-Bone style. It was actually my turn.
Dean Dong.
Friendly reminder to take personal comments to PMs.
T-Bone.
Oops. Sorry, Maud.
Princess Annie.
That's so great. Can't wait to meet you both.
One-Eyed Cat.
I'll be there. I'm with Life in Color and T-Bone on the signs thing, but not on the neon colors. I don't have any paint. Also, I won't be in costume. Also, one of my cats has a vet appointment that day, so I'll be late. Sorry.
Princess Annie.
It's okay. We're happy to see you whenever.
Brownie Lover 17.
You don't eat gelatin, right?
One-Eyed Cat.
Right. Kitty Face.
Brownie Lover 17.
Okay. Heart.
Winging It.
I'll be there. Also, I have a plan. We should all meet early in the morning at the fast food joint next to the con. I know you know which one is closest, Princess Annie. You're too much of a day planner not to have that scoped out a long time ago. Life in Technicolor and T-Bone, you can still make your sign. If the costumes don't give us away, the sign will. Problem solved.
Princess Annie.
Sounds good to me. I'll post a new thread on the comm then about where everyone should meet. Thanks, Big Smiley.
Winging It.
You're welcome.
Page 1, 2, and 3. Case, wrote in Fandom Secrets. Secret Post number 2155. Secret Post number 2155. Warning. Some secrets are not work-safe and may contain spoilers.
I am part of an extensive fan-made RP on Twitter that, at one point, had nearly 80 active characters. The problem is, most of those characters were active about 2 years ago. I'm an inconsequential character outside the fan-made universe, but I love RPing on Twitter, so I update every day. However, many of the other RPers don't update for days, weeks, or even months. I feel guilty, tweeting more than characters actually important in canon, and I worry that the other RPers don't like me because I'm so chatty. ! Because a Twitter RP is one of the most casual fan activities I could do ever, and whether or not certain characters follow me really doesn't matter.
1,106 comments. Post a new comment. FSCOM.
8. Fandom and its greatest. Hanging out with everyone. But my secret is that I'm kind of jealous of friends and RL with at least one other person. So I don't have anyone to talk to about it offline. Sad and non is lonely and stuff, but bonus secret. I know it's wrong. Get a room, you two. Fandom Kick Puncher.
Anon.
Arg, why do people insist on making their secrets unreadable? Seriously, we've been over this before. Dark red plus black plus tiny print equals disaster. Can someone please transcribe this? I can't read a thing.
Subject line. Transcript. Anon.
Someone's panties are in a bunch today. The secret says, I'm in this fandom, and it's great despite the wank. I love hanging out with everyone on the comm and arting and everything, but my secret is that I'm kind of jealous that everyone else seems to be friends in real life with at least one other person on the comm. This fandom is tiny, so I don't have anyone to talk to about it offline, and I can't afford to go to their planned meetup. Sad Anon is lonely. Sad face. ! I know it's wrong, but I ship Life in Technicolor and T-Bone like crazy. Get a room, you two. 2OP. Sending virtual hug. Loading. No clue what this fandom is or who these people are, but I feel you on not having another fan in real life to squee with. Hope you find someone soon. I feel like someone should make a tutorial regarding legible secrets to attach to the secret submission post.
Anon.
Thanks for the transcript. Also, hugs, OP. If it makes you feel better, I'm in that fandom too, and I don't know anyone in RL either that'll fan with me. I thought Life in Technicolor and T-Bone already had a room, though. Don't they live in the same apartment? I thought they were an item. My bad. Uncertain face. I guess I'm a shipper, too. And send out a call for someone to make that in GC.
Anon.
They're living together, but ambiguous relationship. YANA, thirding that ship. If only because I have a bet for someone else's dessert at the Colorado meetup that I win if it turns out they actually are together. More hugs to OP, squishles.
Anon.
AYRT. I'm feeling really lazy. Seeing if I wish hard enough, someone else will see the post and set it up for me.
Fingles Anteater.
This has an active fandom? I'll have to go check it out. Hugs, OP.
Anon.
Maincom is kickpunchercom.livejournal.com, if you are wondering. King meme is kickpuncherkink.livejournal.com. Smiley face!
Fingles Anteater.
Thanks.
Anonymously yours.
Shifty eyes. Bookmarks Kickpuncher Kink.
Fingles Anteater.
I didn't know you liked Kickpuncher.
Anonymously yours.
I am a woman of many tastes. Porn, mostly.
Anon.
A plus.
Fingles Anteater.
Well put.
Anon.
OMG, a Kickpuncher secret? Is it my birthday?
Composes self.
Hugs to OP. And also, fuck yeah, Kickpuncher 2014.
Wow,
I guess I'm not very good at composing myself. But what about their pure bromance, you guys? Don't taint it with the sex. No, I'm just kidding. Those guys need to fuck, and soon, if they aren't already. They're clearly meant for each other. And the thought of how thick the UST must be in that apartment if they aren't going at it already is giving me hives. Their poor roommate.
Anon.
Kickpuncher 2014 is going to suck, and so do you for liking it.
Anon.
Not this again. FFS.
Anon.
Haters gonna hate.
Posted in KickpuncherCom by Ding Dong.
Subject, upcoming ComFest and new icons. Hey guys, just popping in to say if you didn't mark the date down on your calendar yet, you should hop and skip to it ASAP because your work is due a week from Friday, the week after the con. I hope you're as excited for all this creativity as I am. Thanks again to all the pinch hitters who really stepped up to the plate, Winky Smiley. I'm sure your stories are going to be fantastic. And now, your icons. More after the cut.
42 comments. Leave a comment. Chapter 4.
TV Tropes Fanfic Recommendation Page. Kickpuncher. Because the remaining 10% is to die for. Kickpuncher is an old fandom, but it's held on strong for the past 30 years. Somehow. These may not be all the old classics, some of those are still hidden away in zines, but they are the best the internet has to offer. Authors. Life in Technicolor. He primarily writes Punch Kicker Kickpuncher, and although he doesn't write much, for this fandom anyway, what he does write is excellent. He's more well known for his multimedia stuff, preferring to make fan vids and create fan art, hosted at Emotionally Unavailable Unicorn on Tumblr. His meta is also to die for. Overall, he's a great introduction to what this fandom is all about. Princess Annie. Princess Annie is a very versatile writer. She has written for pretty much every character and pairing you can think of. She's particularly notable for her Can't Hide Forever verse, which features a gender-swapped punch kicker and kick puncher fighting it out and falling in love. Highly recommended. Yellow Loner. Yellow Loner writes Het / Anne Jen in the fandom. She primarily writes crossovers and AUs. Her most popular work is her Harry Potter crossover, Frayed Wires, but her other work is worth a look as well. Jen Works. The one where they're all cupcakes. By Dean Dong. Exactly what it says on the tin. Hilarious, hilarious crack. You said my life was real, but that's what a liar would say. By winging it.
All his life,
Kickmuncher has been told that it's his job to protect humanity. But there are sparks and scenes at the edge of his vision sometimes that tell him that isn't the whole story.
Fascinating psychological thriller that will keep you on the tip of your toes and leave you thinking for days afterwards. A must read. Super Soldier 2.0 by Raspberry. Marvel Captain America Kickpuncher crossover. During World War II, Captain America isn't the only super soldier tasked to fight Nazis. Impressive historical research, as well as a detailed knowledge of both canons, really bring this one to life. It's All Bionic in the Future Anyhow by Constable Kukowski. Inspector Spacetime Kickpuncher crossover. Kickpuncher becomes a constable. A lot of fun to read. 8-Bit Kickpuncher by 8-Bit Hilda. Comic series where Kickpuncher is reimagined as an 8-bit video game. Brilliant and meta. Bakery AU by BronyLover17. Bakery AU. Very cute art. Frayed Wires by Yellow Loner. Harry Potter crossover. Kickpuncher is tasked to help the Order of the Phoenix fight Voldemort, but he runs into a little trouble when he realizes his cyber punches don't work in the presence of magic. Funny, heartwarming, and a little bit sad. This is a Harry Potter crossover you definitely don't want to miss. I Know Exactly Why I Walk and Talk Like a Machine by One-Eyed Cat.
The first time Judith stepped into her new skin, it bit into the flesh and the crevices behind her knees and elbows and caught and pulled at her hair. But she had shaped the steel with her own hands and plated the chrome with care. So although it felt unnatural on her living skin, it was the first time she felt her body was her own.
Really interesting take on what happens between when Judith is injured in Kickpuncher 2 and when she returns again as Mega Judith in Kickpuncher Detroit. The imagery is great and the social commentary is really good too. Shipping Works. I Have Seen Your Face and It Is Mine by Life in Technicolor.
When Punch Kicker was young, he wanted to save the world so they would stop making the faces that told him they didn't understand. But the world doesn't work that way. Life doesn't go that way. And Punch Kicker isn't a little kid anymore.
Really great fic that examines Punch Kicker's motivations in an unorthodox way. The ship here, Punch Kicker Kickpuncher, isn't requited, which is unusual too, and lends an uneasy, ethereal tone to the fic that really makes it work. A fandom classic and a must read. Did You Make It to the Milky Way? By T-Bone.
Cyberland AU. In a world where all the rich are cyborgs, the poor must fight to keep their place in the world. Punch Kicker and Kick Puncher, two former human gang members on the run, want to do the near impossible, find a way off the streets and into the world of the cyborgs.
Punch Kicker and Kick Puncher are heavily defined by their cyborg powers, so taking them away is a huge step away from canon, but the way T-Bone writes it makes you feel like it could have happened this way all along. The dynamic is believable, the fall of Punch Kicker, while inevitable, is still sad, and the sex is smoking hot. This is a must-read for anyone in the fandom. Now has a sequel in progress. My Heart Is Not Made of Steel. The Can't Hide Forever verse, which includes Catch Me If You Can, So I Ran to the Rock, and Time Bomb, which is still a work in progress, by Princess Annie.
Gender Swapped AU. Kickpuncher's not a stranger to falling for firecracker women, but she's used to sparklers and poppers, shallow, dainty things with fiery tempers that leave her life as quickly as they come. Punch Kicker seems to be artillery fire, all steel and cold, cruel heart, but something about her makes Kickpuncher look back every time. She sees an M80 where she should see guns, but maybe she's just looking for things that aren't really there.
Excellent. Excellent gender swap of the Kickpuncher canon. Princess Annie is a master at both subverting the narrative in just the right spots and then swooping you back up into more familiar nods at canon. The fights are exciting, the story is incredible, and the love story is not only believable and hot, but has the feel of a tragic epic. What are you still doing here? Go read it now!
Facebook. Thursday, November 22nd. Inbox. Other, 43. Jeff Winger. Jeff Winger.
Wow, are we the only people online right now? That's weird. Also, hi.
Britta Perry.
No, it's not. It's Thanksgiving. Other people have families. It's awful. No one on Tumblr has updated in an hour except to post pictures of food and talk about how much fun they're having. Hi back. Smiley face.
Jeff Winger.
I agree. It's pretty gross. You know, I don't normally advocate causing chaos online, but I'm pretty bored. And you're pretty bored. And I bet you've been drinking.
Britta Perry.
Vodka. Because eating tofurkey alone with your cats is just sad. I'd put money on you having drunk an equal amount. How much effort is it taking you to type right now? Ooh, the I'm pretty bored, you're pretty bored seduction technique. I'm used to that one with you. You're smart. You know I can never resist that.
Jeff Winger.
Some effort, but not too much to have a little fun. I have a plan.
Kickpuncher Anon meme. Kickpuncher Anon wrote.
Number 30. You wouldn't know what made a B-movie good if it bit you on the ass. You know what to do, nonnies. And if not, a short list of rules. 1. No threats of violence. One comment will get yours deleted. Multiple will cause me to turn IP logging on. And both you and I don't want that. So be nice. 2. No fic prompting unless someone gets an idea by accident. We have a lovely and very active kink meme run by a very hardworking mod. So send your prompts over there. 3. No DAnon posting. I will delete your comment. If you want to post non-anon, go post over on the actual comm. Happy memeing, everyone!
Anon.
Dead meme alert.
Anon.
Keep your head on. It's Thanksgiving. People do have places to be, you know. If you want to talk so bad, figure out something to talk about.
Anon.
I just want to complain.
Anon.
I've got something to talk about. What's up between One-Eyed Cat and Winging It lately? They seem to be flirting pretty hard. Forget Tech Bone. One-Eyed Wing is my new OTP.
Anon.
Oh, me too! It's just like, fuck already and be done with it. Your sexual tension is driving me insane.
Anon.
What? LL?
Anon.
OneEyedCat.LiveJournal.com/1345.html. And all the comments here. kickpuncher.com.livejournal.com/1432.html.
Anon.
Okay, Anon. Whatever you say.
Anon.
I third that. I'd read fic of it, even. They argue so much, I bet that sex would be so angry and passionate and hot. And cracktastic, naturally.
Anon.
OP. Me too. Want a round robin?
Anon.
More than anything.
Anon.
Fic. Super Hot Argument Sex by Anon and Anon. Winging It and One-Eyed Cat at first really didn't like each other. Winging It thought that One-Eyed Cat was a pain in the comm's ass, but secretly, although he hated her, he also got off on the way she yelled about saving the whales on posts that had nothing to do with whales or their extinction. Every evening, as he secretly modded the comm while pretending not to be a mod, he also had one hand down his pants, stroking his cock every time she said something inflammatory for no reason. She said so many argumentative things so often that he would get hard and get off many, many times a night.
Anon.
One-Eyed Cat also had a problem with getting off on Winging It's mod skills. She hated that he cracked down on her so often, but thought his ability to control a room was super hot. She started causing scenes on the comm just so she could watch him calm it down. While he did so, she would stroke her clit and moan in ecstasy. What she wouldn't give to have him talk like that to her in bed.
Anon.
One day, Winging It got a message from One-Eyed Cat telling him that she had figured out his identity because they knew each other and liked each other in RL. The next time they saw each other in public, it was awkward for a short time. But then, once they got a moment of privacy, they were all over each other like animals. They were kind of in a public place, like a closet or something, but no one could really see them, so they didn't care. Winging It pushed One-Eyed Cat up against the wall and started kissing her feverishly. He pulled away after a short while and said, "I want you to rage against Kick Puncher 3 while I eat you out."
Anon.
Winging It kneeled down to the ground, pulled her pants and underwear down to her ankles, and began eating out her pussy. She tried to keep her voice from shaking as she whisper yelled, "I don't approve
of the way Kick Puncher 3 treats women. Mega Judith should have won the fight between her and Kick Puncher, and there should have been more female drug lord terrorists. Also, there were no main characters of color in Kick Puncher 3, which is simply ridiculous.
She pulled his head away from her pussy because she felt it tightening up and she didn't want to come yet. Not while he wasn't using his magic mod powers. I want you to fuck me right now and talk to me like you talk to people on the comm when they're freaking out.
Anon.
Winging It pulled down his pants and underwear and stepped out of them. He then pinned One-Eyed Cat's wrists against the wall with one hand and put his other hand on her ass to get leverage so he could put his cock inside of her. When he slid it in, they both gasped. She was wetter and tighter than he had imagined. "You're causing wank," he said as he thrusted. "You're going to end up on Fandom Wank again, and I'm not going to mod, because that wouldn't be cool. You're going to go to the apology thread and apologize, and then I'm going to buy hair products. Go apologize right now." With that, she came violently.
Anon.
As One-Eyed Cat came, she shouted, "Never!" And Winging It came also. For a minute, they just panted for breath, but eventually One-Eyed Cat said, "That was the best sex I've ever had."
Anon.
Winging It said, "Me too," and they both laughed. "Wanna go again?" he asked. She nodded, so they did. Thin.
Anon.
Jesus God, what the fuck did I just read?
Anon.
I'm with Anon on this one. What the fuck was that? Dude, who wrote that? Seriously, this is the most random thing ever.
Anon.
Are you dense? Clearly, One-Eyed Cat and Winging It wrote that. They were probably bored. Super gross, guys.
Anon.
I second Anon on this one. That seemed oddly random and scripted. It's totally them. Even the typing styles they use on the comm are the same. I second bored, and also chime in, probably drunk. And also, if you guys are reading this, I agree with everyone that this was not cool.
Kick Puncher Anon.
Seriously, guys? Your mod was only gone for Thanksgiving for a day, and so you randomly write porn of yourselves on here? I'm not deleting this because technically it's within the rules, and it's not hurting anyone. But next time, just get a room.
Facebook. Friday, November 23rd. Inbox. Other. 43. Jeff Winger. Britta Perry.
Oh, God. My head. Checked the comm. What did we do? This is bad.
Jeff Winger.
No one technically knows it was us. Also, you left your underwear here. Again.
Britta Perry.
So we're not mentioning it or apologizing or saying anything at all, right? That's wrong, though, isn't it?
Jeff Winger.
If we don't mention anything, no one ever has to know. They can think as much as they want, but for all they know, it could have been strangers who had awkward internet sex on the Anon meme. The real sex was much better.
Britta Perry.
Some days I hate you. Britta Perry is offline. Give me a hand, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody say, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say. Well, I can't count the reasons I should stay.
Chapter 5. Posted in KickPuncherCon by Dean Dong.
Subject, Friday free-for-all. Hi guys, just popping in to say that it's Friday once again, and the floor is yours. Go wild. Please remember to respect each other. You're the only Kickpuncher fandom you've got.
150 comments. Leave a comment. Subject, Happy Thanksgiving. BrownieLover17.
Hello everyone. Happy day after Thanksgiving. I wanted to start a thread about what we all did for Thanksgiving. Because personally, mine was so wonderful that I figured everyone else must have had a great one too and would want to share their undoubtedly joyful stories. Personally, I made a big dinner, and after we all went to a Thursday evening mass to thank the Lord for how lucky we truly are, and then before we all went to bed, I showed my boys Kick Puncher, and they liked it too, which was so nice. My oldest one even drew art. He's becoming just like his mama. If any of you wanted to see his cute drawings, they're here.
brownielover17.livejournal.com/1234.html.
And then this morning, I got the best purse at Target for only $2. I almost had to fight someone for it because it was the last one, but then I got to the rack just in time. Smiley face. I don't really get a lot of time to see my family since I'm still in school and I have my own business now, so having a holiday was just so nice. How about all of you?
Princess Annie.
Yesterday was great, surprisingly. My grandparents on my dad's side, who have been very supportive ever since my parents stopped talking to me, made an amazing Thanksgiving dinner for me and a few aunts and uncles, and it was just really fun. Heart. It was also nice to get a chance to write, although I had to hide it from my grandparents when I was staying the night because they don't exactly approve of the stuff or issues I enjoy writing about. But that's life, I suppose. I finished chapter 5 of Time Bomb. princessannie.livejournal.com/1235.html.
Brownie Lover 17.
Oh, they sound like such nice people. Heart.
T-Bone.
Kind of the best Thanksgiving ever! For the first time this year, me and Life in Technicolor had a joint Thanksgiving to celebrate and show off our place. We didn't do it last year, because our apartment was pretty new and kind of a mess from moving. But we cleaned up special this year for company and put on suits and made dinner together. Or, well, Tech did most of the cooking, because I'm awful at it. But I'm good at baking, and he's not, so I did that. Tech's mom doesn't usually have Thanksgiving with him, and his dad was home, so we had him over, and both sets of my parents and grandparents. They all seemed to like each other pretty well, and Nana hardly even yelled, even though I accidentally set the whole table on fire with the wrong kind of candles, and Tech kept confusing her by talking about movies she's never seen. And my divorced parents didn't argue either. Although they kept shooting me and Tech funny looks, I don't think they expected our dinner to be so good. But they seemed to like it better than last Thanksgiving when I suggested we all get together. None of us talk about the last Thanksgiving we all spent together, minus Tech. Ever. For reasons. So it was good to make some new memories. Big grin.
Life in Technicolor.
You forgot to talk about this morning. We went shopping for each other and our friends and families, and then we saw Wreck-It Ralph. T-Bone cried during the movie, and also he's getting me an Inspector Spacetime trench coat for Christmas. Or, well, as a vague seasonal gift that coincidentally happens on December 25, since he doesn't celebrate Christmas due to being a Jehovah's Witness. I didn't cry during the movie, but I feel like it definitely earned its tearjerker moments. I won't say what I'm getting him for December 25 because it's pretty awesome. We also built a snowman that looks like a velociraptor in the park, and now we're inside and typing right next to each other and T-Bone is awesome, and your argument is invalid.
T-Bone.
That's what you get for hacking my Twitter yesterday. I don't think John Waters is the sexiest man alive. Also, in my defense, that movie was really sad, and I never cry, so... That trench coat was an unrelated buy to you or to any general holiday season. And I already know you're getting me a quantum spanner so I can play the 14th Inspector. That Velociraptor was dope. It was all V-face, squinty face, dead face. Come back over here. I'm cold.
Ding dong.
Friendly reminder to take personal conversations that other members of the comm can't take part in to your LJ mailbox.
T-Bone.
Oops. Sorry again, Maud. Sometimes I get excited.
Brownie Lover 17.
New memories are always good. Your holiday sounds very wholesome.
Ding dong.
I had a lovely Thanksgiving with my own family. My father is finally talking to me again, and he even invited my boyfriend over for dinner. And then after dinner, we won at Password. Today for Black Friday, I went shopping at Everything Alpaca, and I got Mom and Dad the softest scarves you've ever felt. You really can't beat alpaca fur. And I got the boyfriend an alpaca fur teddy bear.
Brownie Lover 17.
Alpaca fur is the best. Heart. My husband got me a hat made of it once. It was very soft.
One-Eyed Cat.
Thanksgiving is the opiate of the masses. I didn't do anything.
Winging It.
I'm with Kat on this one. I didn't do anything either.
Brownie Lover 17.
Really? You didn't do anything? Nothing at all? You didn't even spend time with friends or family? Or online?
One-Eyed Cat.
Nothing.
Winging It.
I did nothing at all.
Streets Ahead.
Thanksgiving was yesterday.
Excerpt from Part 5 of Time Bomb by Princess Annie.
Her breathing was ragged as she ran faster and faster through the wasteland, looking for shelter from the chaotic thrum of bullets ricocheting off of her armor. It had been days, and a part of her wanted to just stop now so that the pain and the terror and the hunger could finally end. This wasn't Punch Kicker, but these were her people. They had been lovers. Kickpuncher wondered whether this would mean that her death, if she submitted, would be painless. But she threw the thought from her mind as quickly as it came. She had a job to do and people to save, and Punch Kicker would never forgive her for giving in easily. It would ruin the whole game, and that was all Punch Kicker lived for anyway. Kick Puncher hated Punch Kicker to the depths of her soul, but she also felt her on her skin every time she caught up to her own breath. She knew it was wrong, or maybe right, depending who benefited. It really was a mental double-edged sword. But she never wanted to stop feeling like they were a part of each other. And that couldn't happen if either of them were dead. So she kept going, although the weather was getting colder and the sun was going down for the third time she could remember. She ran past the point she was exhausted, past when she thought she was going to die, and past the point where even her pursuers had decided to finally give in. She didn't stop until she reached the sea.
Live journal entry for T-Bone, Friday, November 23rd.
Subject, Bigfest and Con. Hey guys, just checking up real fast before I go to bed, and then see all of you in the morning. Wanted to make a couple of announcements on mine and LIT's behalf. First off, just telling you now, prepare to be jealous because mine and LIT's Punch Kicker and Kick Puncher costumes are legit and we have been making them for weeks. So if you meet up and you're like, you can't possibly be a person at the con, you're actually Kick Puncher and Punch Kicker, you will know you found us. Another note about the Fic Fest. We want all our stuff to be a surprise, so we won't be talking about any of it at the meetup. Just fair warning that my face is a no-spoilers zone. So if you want to talk, you'll have to be there solely for a cut of the T-bone steak. Big grin! Night all! I can't wait to meet all of you! Tomorrow is going to be so great!
23 comments. Leave a comment.
Give me your hands, show me the door. Cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody said, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say. Well, I can't count the reasons I should stay.
Chapter 6. Kick Puncher Anon meme. Kick Puncher Anon wrote.
Number 31. But what about the brownies? You know what to do, nonnies. And if not, a short list of rules. 1. No threats of violence. 1 comment will get yours deleted. Multiple will cause me to turn IP logging on. And both you and I don't want that. So be nice. 2. No fic prompting unless someone gets an idea by accident. We have a lovely and very active kink meme run by a very hardworking mod. So send your prompts over there.
3. No DeAnon posting. I will delete your comment. If you want to post non-anon, go post over on the actual comm. Happy memeing, everyone!
Kick Puncher Anon.
This is post 31. Fill up post 30 before you post here.
Anon.
Oh, Nani Maud, how I appreciate your ever-appropriate subject lines.
Kick Puncher Anon.
I try my best. Smiley face.
Anon.
I'm confused. Where is this from?
Anon.
B-Movie Con Kick Puncher Colorado Meetup.
Anon.
What happened there to merit a mention on the Anon meme?
Anon.
The better question, Nani, is what didn't?
Anon.
Colorado Anon here. Who else had fun watching that shitstorm unfold? I know I did. You know you did.
Anon.
I say yes, but less enthusiastically than you, because I'm bummed out I never got my brownie.
Anon.
You really would have rather eaten one brownie than watch 6 people lob 4 pans of them at each other?
Anon.
I didn't say that bit wasn't good, but they didn't even leave any left over. I just wanted one.
Anon.
Hands down, best argument I've seen all year. But I'm miffed about my brownie, too. I would have gotten an extra one, too, because I made a dessert bet with someone that tech bone wasn't a thing, and I was right. I would have gotten a free pastry.
Anon.
Third, that was some pretty epic RL wank.
Anon.
I'm so confused. What happened in Colorado?
Anon.
Bunch of BNFs had a fight.
Anon.
Which ones?
Anon.
Same ones as always.
Anon.
Cracks fingers. What didn't happen in Colorado, indeed? I will count myself an authority on this matter, because not only was I the first one there, but I also go to the same school as them, where they constantly cause drama offline, too. Drama queen alert. Basically, it turns out that Winging It, One-Eyed Cat, T-Bone, Princess Annie, Streets Ahead, Brownie Lover 17, and Life in Technicolor all were close friends outside of fandom, but none of them knew any of the other people were in fandom, except for Life in Technicolor and T-Bone, who share an apartment and a homoerotic relationship, and Winging It and One-Eyed Cat, who apparently just sort of figured it out about each other and then had gross, drunk, pretend sex on our Pure Anon meme on Thanksgiving. And, according to the later shouting, they had it in real life on Thanksgiving, too. Way to win at life, guys! So Princess Annie showed up first after me, and she sort of stacked a bunch of handouts and waited. A couple other people wandered in, and then Techbone came in next. Princess Annie and T-Bone started acting weird, because apparently they live in the same apartment and neither of them knew. Also, they were wearing the same costume, which was both awesome and disorienting. Life in Technicolor was pretty quiet the whole time and just filming stuff. Brownie Lover 17 arrived next with crap loads of brownies, and that's when I first knew shit was gonna go down. Princess Annie and T-Bone greeted her with strained smiles and glanced at each other and looked at her furiously every time she turned her back. And Brownie Lover 17 scrutinized Techbone pretty hard when they weren't looking. I assume this had something to do with them being slashers and possibly them being in the closet and her being super religious and critical of their online selves in the past. T-Bone kept making nervous glances at Technicolor, too, which supported my assumptions. Anyway, I bought a large order of French fries so I could have something to eat while I watched the show. The next drama queen to tumble in was Streets Ahead. I could swear every single fan in the restaurant, which by now consisted of about 20 other non-drama queens, went quiet when they figured out who he was. Princess Annie, T-Bone, and Brownie Lover 17 now had all their quiet anger directed at him. Technicolor finally looked up from his camera, which actually kind of made my hair stand on end. Very shortly after Streets Ahead arrived, Winging It came in, late. His eyes went huge, like, seriously, fucking hubcaps or dinner plates or something. And then Princess Annie, T-Bone, Brownie Lover 17, and Streets Ahead just started laughing hard. And that totally should have diffused the tension, if they were normal people.
Anon.
essay. The story continues. Winging It just stood there for like a whole minute while they laughed. Eventually, he sort of seemed to come to, and he casually walked over to the brownies that Brownie Lover 17 had sitting out, and he picked up several, and he walked over to streets ahead very slowly. Everyone had stopped laughing at this point, and now no one was saying a word, not even Brownie Lover 17, who had explicitly said there was only one for everyone. I don't blame her for saying nothing. Whatever Winging It was about to do literally felt like an act of God. When he was about 6 inches away from streets ahead, his face just contorted into this rage face, and he pelted the brownies furiously at him. I swear, guys, dead silence. Princess Annie then went over to the brownies, too, picked up a whole box, and just started lobbing them one by one at Brownie Lover 17, who stormed over and ripped the box out of her hands, and then started tossing brownies back. Life in Technicolor was filming again. Everyone was officially really late to the con, but no one wanted to miss the conclusion of this showdown. One-Eyed Cat sauntered in happily right at the moment when Brownie Lover 17 and Princess Annie had used up the whole box of brownies. Her face fell when she asked what was going on and why everyone was covered in chocolate. And then, finally, all hell broke loose. A very brief summation of what all of the yelling was about. Everyone was mad at Streets Ahead for being a troll. Princess Annie and T-Bone were arguing with Brownie Lover 17 because of her being critical of their, and Life in Technicolor's, sexualities online. Brownie Lover 17 was mad because no one ever told her anything, and also because people were calling her prejudiced and mean. Everyone, especially T-Bone and Princess Annie, was mad at One-Eyed Cat and Winging It for being gross and pretending to have sex on the Anon meme, and then actually doing it afterwards. From what I could gather, that wasn't the first time they'd had sex in a place where you're not supposed to, and also there was some lingering end-of-relationship drama between T-Bone and One-Eyed Cat and Princess Annie and Winging It. TBH, out of all of the arguments, this one made my head spin. Winging It was mad at everyone for being drama queens and making his life difficult, and also he was drunk and it was only 2 times. One-Eyed Cat was mad at everyone for attacking her over her SJ views and for being pissed off that she banged Winging It. And Technicolor just filmed everything, gradually retreating from the storm to end up filming pressed against the wall. He didn't say anything at all at first, but he was standing near me, and eventually he stopped filming and just started to quietly say, "Not cool," over and over to himself. Eventually, One-Eyed Cat ended the fight, by accident, by responding to T-Bone's comment of, "We just stopped going out," with her saying it wasn't that much of a big deal, and they only went out on 3 dates, and asking loudly what was going on between him and Life in Technicolor anyway. T-Bone went silent. The whole world went silent. Life in Technicolor bolted. T-Bone ran after him, calling his name and crying. Winging It stormed out, telling all of them that they were terrible people. Everyone else just left with their heads hung, except Streets Ahead, who didn't really seem fazed, and took the rest of the brownies out the door with him. Dean Dong, who was there for most of the fight, led the rest of the non-drama queens to the con, saying that he wasn't going to allow a few angry birds to ruin everyone's fun, and he wasn't a mod right now, so it wasn't his job to go fix that mess. But that as a mod, he still felt it was his duty to ensure everyone else still had fun. Laughing face. And indeed, the rest of us did.
Anon.
Wow. Way to go, fandom. A food fight, cosplay, and a classy argument in a Burger King? Man, if this had happened all online, this would have been the best wank report ever. Thanks for the info. Bummed that I missed it. Wonder if Technicolor will ever publish that raw footage.
Anon.
Can't publish footage if you've fallen off the face of the earth.
Anon.
Touché.
Phone status. Abed Nadir. Sunday, November 25th. Missed calls. 12. Troy. 6. Annie. 3. Jeff. 2. Britta. 2. Shirley. Voicemail. 7. Troy. 1. Annie. 1. Britta. 1. Jeff. 1. Shirley. Text inbox. 12 unanswered messages.
Abed? Where are you? Seriously, I can't find you in any of the usual spots. I'm really worried. Please answer me.
Abed, where are you? We're really worried. Troy is freaking out because you're not answering. Please answer his messages. Or call him. We're sending out a rescue party if you're not home in 12 hours.
Annie says she's calling for help if you're not home or in contact soon. Buddy, are you safe at least? Please answer.
Would you just get in contact with Annie and Troy? They're really freaking out, and they're driving us all up the wall with their worry.
Bumpkin, we're sorry. Please go home.
Call Troy, Abed, ASAP.
Abed, please come home. So worried. So sorry. Just come home.
Sent messages. Ree, Abed, please come home.
I'll be home soon. I just need time to think. Give me a hand, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody said, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say. Well, I can't count the reasons I should stay.
Chapter 7. Posted in KickPuncher.com by Dean Dong on Monday, November 26th.
Subject, con meetup, com fest, and an apology thread. Hi guys, it's your friendly neighborhood mod here, just popping in to say a few things. First off, I'd like to thank everyone who took the time out of their Saturday to get together and celebrate our fandom. It meant the world to me to be able to meet and talk with you in real life, and I had a lot of fun with the majority of you. Second off, I'd like to remind everyone again that their fan works are due on Thursday at midnight, and I would like to add to that by saying that unless you have a very good excuse, you really should finish and submit your work so as not to disappoint the people who have been very excited to receive it. Lastly, I would like to take the time to point out that I am aware there is a conflict in our comm at the moment, and I am going to fix it because that's what mods do. There are some people, you know who you are, who started an argument before the con on Saturday and tried to ruin our fun, and their negative energy is still popping up in their LJ posts and comments here, and some of them are even mentioning dropping out of the fest for absolutely no reason, so I am putting my foot down. This is my con, and I am proud of it, and as long as you are in it, you are going to be kind to each other. I have formed a separate apology thread that I will post at the same time that I post this comment. Everyone who is arguing and talking about not doing their work because of petty differences is going to go and apologize to each other without excuses or attacks, and then they are going to get right back to work and appreciate how special it is that we are all passionate about the same thing. I know I haven't always been the best mod, but I care about all of you, and I want this fandom to show a proud, happy face to the world, and I want that face to be real too. So when you apologize, mean it. Have fun, everyone.
Comments disabled for this entry. Posted in KickPuncher.com by Dean Dong on Monday, November 26th.
Subject, apology thread. Hi everyone, this is the apology thread and your mod here with just a few rules of thumb. 1. No attacks of any kind. Your apology cannot blame anyone, call anyone names, or make you look like the victim. All of you are victims. All of you did something wrong. Your only point here is to talk about the latter. Do not try and rationalize your wrongdoing in response to anyone else. 3. If you can't figure out what to apologize for, think about why you joined in on or were roped into the fight. If it makes you feel defensive and like you want to yell, then you've probably hit close to whatever you need to apologize for. Slurs, derogatory language, and any sort of ism are banned from this thread. If you did any of those things in the past, apologize for them, and no one has to apologize for being prejudiced against, so also keep that in mind. Have fun forgiving each other, heart.
40 comments. Leave a comment. Life in Technicolor.
I suppose I can go first, even though until now I don't think anyone knew I did anything wrong. I'm sorry for not warning anyone that we all knew each other. I figured it out when everyone sent in their release forms. That's probably not inherently wrong, but I didn't tell anyone because I wanted to film it, because I was pretty sure there was going to be drama, and according to several people, that might be wrong. I didn't think the drama would be as bad as it was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for running away and worrying everyone.
T-Bone.
You already know I've forgiven you, but I'm gonna say it again, so... You're pretty much the best, man. And it's kind of our fault you ran away. Hug!
Brownielover 17.
Oh, honey, it's okay. I forgive you. Heart.
Streets Ahead.
Forgiven.
Winging It.
I forgive you.
Princess Annie.
I forgive you too, Heart. T-Bone and I are just glad you finally came home.
One-Eyed Cat.
It's a little bit my fault that you ran away, so I definitely forgive you.
Winging It.
I'm sorry for starting this mess by throwing brownies at Streets Ahead. I'm sorry for having gross, drunk sex with One-Eyed Cat on the Anon meme. I'm sorry for treating T-Bone and Princess Annie like they weren't entitled to feel angry that their friends and former romantic entanglements were hooking up behind their back. I'm sorry for calling everyone drama queens and terrible people when I was being just as bad.
Streets Ahead.
It's fine. I've been a troll.
T-Bone.
It's cool. It worked out okay in the end. Better than okay. Big grin.
Princess Annie.
I forgive you, Big Smiley. But it's still gross.
Brownielover 17.
We were being drama queens. We deserved what we got. Heart. I forgive you.
Princess Annie.
I'm sorry for throwing brownies at you, Brownie Lover 17. I'm sorry for yelling and throwing food at Winging It and One-Eyed Cat. I didn't actually really care all that much that they publicly had fake sex. I was just yelling because I was nervous about being outed by accident and overwhelmed with stuff to do for the day, so I just sort of started yelling to yell.
Brownie Lover 17.
Oh, sweetie, I deserved it. I forgive you.
Winging It.
You're forgiven. My behavior was definitely pretty gross.
One-Eyed Cat.
I forgive you, Smiley. Props on having good aim, too, by the way.
T-Bone.
Sorry for throwing brownies at everyone. Sorry for freaking Life in Technicolor out. Sorry for yelling at One-Eyed Girl and Winging It. I was just stressed out, too, and I felt like everyone was staring at and judging me and Tech. Sorry for acting weird around Princess Annie. I just couldn't believe we lived with you for so long and didn't know about huge parts of your life.
Life in Technicolor.
It's okay. It all worked out in the end. Much better than I expected it to, actually.
T-Bone.
Heart. Yeah, it did. Big grin.
One-Eyed Cat.
I'm cool with it. That was a pretty rude thing we did, and I shouldn't have pressed you about your personal life any more than you should have pressed me, especially because we threw ours out in the open and I was just speculating about you.
Winging It.
Like One-Eyed Cat says, our behavior was pretty gross and we deserved what we got.
Princess Annie.
It's okay, Heart. We're fine now and that's all that matters, Smiley. And it's nice to not have to hide anymore.
Brownielover 17.
I deserved it. I forgive you. Heart.
One-Eyed Cat.
I'm also sorry for having gross drunk Anon sex. I'm sorry for prying into Tech Bone's personal business.
Life in Technicolor.
We forgive you.
T-Bone.
We forgive you. But that was pretty gross. Please don't do it again.
Brownielover 17.
I'm sorry for being accusatory of T-Bone and Princess Annie about their personal lives and preferences and for acting entitled about the fact that they didn't tell me about it. I'm sorry for being intolerant of other people. Sometimes I have a problem with being judgmental, even though I'm the first to preach about tolerance. I'm sorry for getting brownie in Princess Annie's hair. That must have taken forever to get out.
T-Bone.
I forgive you.
Princess Annie.
It did take forever to get out, but it did come out eventually. I forgive you.
Streets ahead.
I'm sorry for being a troll and trouble on the comm. Sometimes I just get bored and lonely in my big house, and I distract myself by causing other people trouble online.
T-Bone.
I forgive you.
Life in Technicolor.
I forgive you.
Princess Annie.
I forgive you.
One-Eyed Cat.
Forgiven.
Winging It.
I forgive you.
Posted in KickPuncherCom by Dean Dong on Friday, November 30th.
Subject, Fic Fest and other updates. Hello, everyone! My has this past week been busy, busy, busy. Just a few updates before the weekend rolls around. Thank you to everyone who participated in the ComFest. All of the work that was received was phenomenal, if I do say so myself, and I appreciate your dedication to KickPuncher and to each other. This fandom is really special, and I am so grateful to share it with such talented people. Heart. I've made a new post on the page of all the fan works that people created so everyone can finally see the fantastic things that were made for the ComFest. Thanks to everyone who diffused the tension via using the apology thread in the appropriate manner. Kindness really does go a long way, doesn't it? And finally, a note about the running of this comm. Winging It has approached me as of late to ask whether he can participate in modly duties on this comm. Now, many of you know that at the recent con he participated in causing a bit of a scene. I was very prepared to say no because of this reason, but... Yesterday my boyfriend surprised me with tickets to Disney World as an early Christmas present. Obviously I needed someone to run the comm in my absence. I'm leaving tonight, so as I said yes on a temporary basis. If he does a good job, we may have two mods when I get back. Those mods being him and me. Happy fandoming, guys, and I'll see you when I get back.
102 comments. Leave a comment. Facebook newsfeed. Abed Nadir. 30th of November, 2012. Britta Perry has updated her relationship status to It's Complicated with Jeff Winger. 30th of November, 2012. Annie Edison has updated her profile to Interested in Men and Women. 30th of November, 2012. Abed Nadir has updated his relationship status to In a Relationship with Troy Barnes. 30th of November, 2012. The end.
If you enjoy this story, please leave feedback for all of the podfickers and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. And from there, you can find a link to the other co-podfickers and also to the author's post. Thanks for listening. Editor's notes. This has been a wonderful experience. I set out at the beginning of this project, I read this fic, and I'd been wanting to do a community fic for a little while, and I'd been wanting to do a group project for a while, be part of one, if not lead one. But then this fic came along, and it was wonderful and brilliant, and it was just perfect for a group project. So I asked permission from the author, and they got back to me, not only with permission, but also we talked a little bit about, you know, who said what, some notes for podficking this thing, which is not something I normally do, but for this fic specifically, there were a couple of things that I needed clarified, like that entire section of drunk and non-sex, where I could not for the life of me figure out which person was writing which part. So the author, Biohazard Girl, was kind enough to clarify all of this stuff and was super enthusiastic about the whole project. Then I divided up the fic into a script, basically, and realized that I needed 18 people to do this. And felt a little bit at a loss. Because that's a lot of people involved in one project. But I went on Twitter, and the response was amazing. I got 18 people in, like, a day. I worked on it really, really hard for a day, you know, asking people and putting it out there, and I got everybody involved, and it was kind of mind-blowing, actually, the response that I got to this. And I have to admit, flailing a lot when I edited this thing, as parts began to come in and I would edit them, divide them up into all the different lines and all of that. There are some people in this project that I listen to their podfic all the time, and I'm big fans. And I do admit there was a whole bunch of fangirl flailing of, oh my goodness, I get to edit this person's voice. Oh my goodness. Yeah, a lot of that. I also managed to get, which is amazing, a brand new podficker on this project. Someone who has never podficked before. So we have people on this project that are veterans, that have been doing this for years, that have podfic hours ranking, I'm sure, in the hundreds, all the way to, you know, brand new, which is amazing. And it came together. Finally, it came together through a bunch of bumps. The first of which being nobody remembered when the deadline was. But that's cool. And we also had two of the people who had signed up to read parts back when I was finding people drop out fairly last minute. And I had two amazing, amazing sort of pinch hitters, but they're readers on this. So anyway, both of them managed to get their parts to me in less than 24 hours, which just kind of blows my mind. So kudos to you guys. In any case, I hope this has been a good experience for everyone else. And I certainly had fun. I hope you all enjoyed listening to it. And thank you all for being a part of this, readers and listeners alike. Thanks for listening.